Good to be here. It's good to see everybody again. And so thankful that everybody is here. And hope that we have been encouraging and edifying one another as we've gone throughout our service so far. Just always good to start off our week. Always good to be able to come back together, be with brother and sister in Christ, and to worship one another as we have this opportunity to do so. And I'm just happy to see everybody here. Keeping in mind our brethren that are not with us this morning, those who have been stuck at home or who are traveling. Of course, you get the opportunity to get out to say hi to those who are sitting outside in the parking lot and in the grass. We're just always blessed with this opportunity. So thankful that God has established the church in which we have a family to rely on, to turn to help each other continue to fight that good fight. Of course, as we continue to go through this pandemic, and I've brought out a lesson or two about death and being prepared, one of the things that caught my mind as I'm going through this, and I know I've thought about it in the past, and thinking of the end of time, thinking about that day of judgment, and some of the Word of God, and that's what we're going to look at here today, brings out points of being accountable, that we'll give an account on that day, and trying to figure out exactly how that's going to be. And of course, I know that a lot of it may be in trying to, you know, picture it ourselves, and we'll figure out when that day comes that God has set aside to make us take account and to face judgment. But there are verses through the Word of God that kind of point to that position of actually standing before God and giving account, that He stands there and he judges us according, of course, to our deeds. And so I want to look at those verses and then bring out that question of, are you ready? Are you prepared to give an account? Are you prepared to stand by the choices that you have made? Stand by what decisions that you have made throughout this week, that you have made today, that you plan on, you know, as we continue each day, the choices that we make, to actually be there and give an account for these things. And so my first thing I want to bring out this morning is that we must give an account, that there are verses that show us that we do give an account. And if you will, open your Bibles with me and turn along with me here in Matthew chapter 12 and verse 36. Matthew chapter 12 and verse 36. As it reads here, it says, "But I say to you that for every idle word men may speak, they will give an account of it in the day of judgment." So here it says, everything that we say, everything that comes out of your mouth, we will give an account for what we say. We'll give an account for what we say. And so, and that question of the title of the lesson this morning, we have to ask ourselves, are you prepared to give an account for the things that you have said? Are you prepared to give an account for the words that have come out of your mouth? And of course, I know we can talk about the things that we say, but today with technology, we have texting, we have email, we have Facebook, we have Twitter. And so going along with the things that you say would go along with that, the things that you have posted, the things that you have typed, the things that you have wrote. We will give an account for those things. Are you prepared for that? Are we ready for that? In Romans chapter 14 and verse 12, if you will. Romans chapter 14 and in verse 12. Romans 14 and reading verse 12. It says, "So then each of us shall give an account of himself to God. Therefore, let us not judge one another anymore, but rather resolve this, not to put a stumbling block or a curse to fall on our brother's way." Each one of us will give an account for our actions, for what we have done. Do we realize that? Do we truly comprehend that? Sometimes when I think about judgment, my mindset is, well, it's going to be like the lightning as it brings out from the east to the west. It's going to be so quick, and that'll be the end of time.
And I just kind of picture that when that happens, it says the angels shall gather together those who are righteous. And so I believe to my mind that we've already been separated. It's going to be so quick. It's going to be so fast. But at another point, it reads that we're actually given an account. So again, I'm not 100% sure exactly how it's going to be. If we actually going to stand one-on-one with God and give an account and Him bring up our faults and ask us why you've done these things, or He's going to bring out that these are the things I know that you've done. But are you prepared if that is the way it's going to take place? Are you prepared for the end of time? Are you ready to give an answer to defend your faith, to defend your actions, to defend what you have said? Are you ready to stand trial? To give an account for what you have chosen to do? In Revelation chapter 20 and verse 12. Revelation chapter 20. You read here in verse 12. It says, "And I saw the dead, small and great, standing before God, and books were open, and another book was open, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged according to their works, by the things which were written in the book. And the sea gave up the dead, and were in it, and death and Hades delivered up the dead who were in them, and they judged each one according to his works. Then death and Hades were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And anyone not found written in the book of life was cast out into the lake of fire." Again, as we read this and we talk about, you know, that paradise, and we talk about torment that takes place in a time of waiting for the end of time before there's heaven and hell, brings out that when judgment comes, again, you stand trial and account. It seems like as you read, it takes them and separates them, and here we are giving account for our choices, for our actions, and what we have chosen to do. In 1 Peter chapter 4 and in verse 5, 1 Peter chapter 4 and in verse 5, turn along with me there. 1 Peter 4 in verse 5. Again, here it says, "They will give an account to him who is ready to judge the living and the dead. For this reason, the gospel was preached also to those who are dead, that they might be judged according to the men of flesh and live according to God." Here again, verse 5, it tells us, we shall give an account. Many passages through the Word of God points to that we will give an account, that we'll be judged according to our deeds. It is appointed for men to die once, and after this, judgment. We'll look at a few examples, a few passages through the Word of God that kind of point to the point of actually standing their trial to our Master, to our Lord and Savior, of actually standing there and having opportunity and asking ourselves, what are you going to say? How do you think trial and judgment will go for? Are you prepared to answer questions? Are you prepared to stand for what you have chosen to do? In Matthew chapter 25 and verse 11. Matthew chapter 25 and verse 11. Turn along with me there. A lot of it comes right out here in Matthew chapter 25, most of it, what we're going to be bringing out. Matthew 25 and verse 11, here we have the parable of the 10 virgins. You have 5 wise, 5 foolish. And as they stand here and they're preparing themselves for when the bridegroom will return, which we refer to as our Lord and Savior, when he shall come back. The wise prepared themselves, had brought extra oil for their lamps to make sure that they were prepared for whatever time the bridegroom would come. But the foolish only brought enough for a little while. They ran out, and they had to go back and get some more. And so when they had come back, the bridegroom, our Lord and Savior, had already come, had let the wise ones in and shut the gate. And read here, verse 11. It says, "Afterward, the other virgins came also, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered Isaiah 4, for you know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is come. Here, it brings out that they were able to go back, and then here they come, and they're saying, let us in. Again, it makes my mind think of the example that our Lord has given us with the rich man and Lazarus. One is in paradise and one is in torment. The rich man looks into paradise through this great gulf that is in between them, and he looks up and calls up on Abraham, and he asks and pleads that, and he's able to get just a drop of water to relieve him for a moment, or to send Lazarus back so that he can warn his brothers.
Are we prepared?
Or to say, Lord, I was trying to make it my way here. I was just a little shy of that opportunity, that moment of being ready. Sometimes we just push it off, obeying the word of God. Saying, yes, God, I know that I need to forgive brother so-and-so, but I just can't do it today. I know that I need to let these things go, but I just can't do it today. I know that I need to be baptized, but I feel like I need to get other things in order first. I know I need to get back to church, to worship, to assembly. And they push it off and off until it's too late. And when that time comes, and the righteous are gathered together, and they are separated left and right from the righteous and the unrighteous, will you be sitting there standing and saying, wait on me, wait, I'm supposed to go into this side? What will we hear back from our Lord? What will we hear in return from our Lord? In Matthew 25, and you start in verse 14, and you read down through this parable here, the parable of talents, as the master has left some servants in charge to do some work and gave them some talents, some money, and put up, said, you know, go to work. Do what you think you need to do in order to add to my wealth. So when he returns, of course, he gave one 5, and that one had made 10. He gave another 2, and that one had made 4. He gave one 1, and that one had simply hid what he had. And he did not do anything with it because he was scared. It brings out here in Matthew 25, verse 24, it says, then he who had received one talent came and said, Lord, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you have not sown, gathering where you have not scattered seed. And I was afraid and went and hid your talent in the ground. Look, there you have what is yours. But his Lord answered and said, you wicked and lazy servant, you know that I reap where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed. So you ought to have deposited my money with bankers. And at my coming, I would have received back my own interest. Therefore, take the talent from him and give it to him who has 10 talents. For to everyone who has more will be given, and he who has abundance, but from him who does not have, even what he has will be taken away. Cast the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Again, this servant had to give an account. The master returned. He says, all right, I left you with a talent. I left you with some money. I left you with work to be done. Show me what you've done with it. Tell me, what have you done? And here he is. This is what you gave. Lord, you've blessed me with life. Lord, you've blessed me with the truth. And I saw the truth and I obeyed the gospel and I was baptized. I washed my sins away. But then I did nothing else. Here you have what you already given. You've given me salvation. I give myself back to you. But I haven't shined my light. I haven't extended the opportunity for anyone to study. I haven't stood up for the truth. I didn't rebuke those who were in sin. I haven't done anything else. Brothers and sisters, the life of a Christian doesn't stop once you've obeyed the gospel. That's just the beginning of the life of a Christian. We have work to be doing. The Lord has work to be done. We will give an account one day for our choices, for our actions, for the things that we say. Are you prepared for that? The Lord were to come today, and He were to stand, and you were to stand trial in front of Him, and He were to sit there and ask you, where were you today? If He were to stand and ask you, why was you at this place yesterday? Why did you think it was okay to go over here and do these things with the worldly people and get caught up in the fleshly desires of this world? Why did you think it was okay to say these things? We have enough confidence to believe that our actions are leading us to Him, that we are setting an example and shining the light to get to heaven. And understand, I know that we've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. I know that none of us are perfect. That's why we have the blood of Christ. That's why we have the Word of God to study, to grow in our faith. We have prayer to go to God and ask for their strength. But we're to do all that we can to continuously overcome these temptations and these trials that we face. Again, here in Matthew chapter 25, starting in verse 31, here brings out the example of the Son of Man will come back. And as He comes back, He starts to separate. Again, here, separating right and left. And you read the reply to those who are going to be cast out here in verse 44. Because Jesus has gone forth and said, "For I was hungry, You gave me no food. I was thirsty, and You gave me no drink." There in verse 42, "I was a stranger." Verse 43, "I was a stranger, and You did not take me in. And naked, and You did not clothe me. Sick and in prison, and You did not visit me." Then they will also answer Him, saying, "Lord, when did we see You hungry and thirsty, or stranger, or naked, or sick and in prison, and did not minister to You? When did this take place?" Much as You've done unto us, as much as You've done to everyone else, You've done unto me. Are we prepared for giving an account? Do we ask ourselves again, each day is a new day. Each day has its different trials. Each day we have to make sure that we're ready to face our Lord. To give an account, to face judgment, to stand trial. Sometimes we sit there and think of, you know, I've done pretty good for a week. Maybe you can sit there and say you've done pretty good for a month. We have to stay alert at all times. Because the moment that we give in could be the moment that the Lord returns. And we have to give an account. Are we prepared for that? Of course, we have another good, wonderful example here in Matthew 25 and verses 31 to 46. Because you read through there, there's another part of that account in which the Lord spoke to those who are on the right hand, those who are going to enter into heaven. He stands there and says, "You are welcome in." Because why? Because You did. You gave me food. You gave me a drink. You clothed me. You visited me. You have done these good things unto me. And they, when did we do these things? Again, as much as You've done unto others, You have done unto me. It may come to a shock because we can sit here and think about all the wrongdoing of all the sin that we have done. But when it comes down to it, how much faith do you truly have in the blood of Christ? And the promise that God has made to you, that when you repent and ask for forgiveness, when you are baptized into Christ, that your sins are forgiven. Because if we truly believe those statements, and you have been baptized, then you should not feel full surprise. Well done, good and faithful servant, answer to that. Sometimes I think we hold ourselves back. We sit there and say that I'm not worthy. I know the wrong that I've done, but do we truly believe in the power of our God and the power of the blood of Christ, of His sacrifice that we just took the memorial of the Lord's Supper, of what that really does for us? And if you do believe in those things and you've yet to be baptized, we ask you, why not? Matthew chapter 7 and verse 22, we have another example there. Matthew 7 and verse 22. Verse 21 says, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, 'Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name?' Then I will declare to them, 'I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.'" Again, we read everything as we study the Word of God. There are some things that give me the mindset that it'll be so quick and trial will be over before we know it. As we read these verses that we've been looking at today, gives me the idea that we will actually stand account, stand before our God, stand before our Lord, and truly stand trial. I hope that we are all prepared for that day. Because we have to be ready for it. Because it will come. Come as a thief in the night, come in a time unexpected. You'll have to give an account. So I encourage you to search your heart now, not tomorrow, but now. And ask yourselves if you're prepared, if you're ready to give an account. If you feel that there is sin that needs to be forgiven of, I encourage you to say a prayer to God and ask for His forgiveness. Plead that He helps you to repent of these things and turn to the other way. If you've yet to be baptized, we want to encourage you to obey the gospel. We want to encourage you to have the forgiveness of sin so that you can have a home in heaven. Because if you do believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, you've heard the Word, you've opened it up, you've studied it, you've been to Bible class, you've heard it taught, you've been here and you've heard the lesson be brought again and again, you know what baptism does for you. You know that you have to repent of your sins and you have to be willing to show your faith, to confess it to others. And you've yet to do it. What reason will you give to God on that day of judgment? How will you stand trial if you stand there saying, "Yes, I heard it, and I understand it, and I do believe that, that's what you wanted us to do, but I just..." Is there a reasonable enough excuse? Do you think God will listen to you? We plead with you to make sure that your life is right. If there's anything that we can do for you, study with you, pray with you, or to aid you to be baptized and have your sins washed away, we encourage that you let me know. We stand and sing.
Lord, your friends in heaven, Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what needs we often forfeit. Oh, Here to the Lord.